Anzac Day, lest we forget. Howard Hendrick, DFC, presents personal memories of his service during World War II.
We had our bomb doors ready to open to bomb, and I saw these red tracer bullets go past my window, so I knew it was time to get out of this quick. So we dropped our bomb straight away. We don't know where they went, and we went down as a way of getting out of them, nearly vertical, and you do a bit of twisting as you go down. The searchlights couldn't keep up with us. They just dropped off one by one. In trying to get away, we went down very steep, and we had a job to pull the aircraft out of a dive, and it went past its maximum diving speed. In the handbook, it's written in there, if you go past 360 miles an hour, which is about 600 kilometres an hour, the aircraft will disintegrate. And we got to that speed, and we're trying to pull the aircraft out. The engineer helped me. We only got one control column, so he was with me pulling back. And we did get out of it slowly, it come out, and we went from 20,000 feet, which is 6,000 metres, down to about 2,000 metres. We're on our own, so we headed back to England. The next morning, the engineering officer, who examines all the aircraft after every raid, called me to his office. He said, what'd you do to your aeroplane last night? I said, well, no, we're lucky to get home. He said, well, it's had it. All the rivets had sprung in the wing, petrol tanks had moved, bolts had fractured during this terrific dive we did, overstrained everything. That one of it didn't just fly apart. He said, how it kept going, we don't know. What was it like flying back? I thought it just flew back normally, because ignorance is bliss with me. It seemed to be all right. Anyway, it never flew again. So I got a new aeroplane next day. That was the end of that.